platter, plus melted brie, bacon, topped with an egg, garnished with clementines and cranberries. It's a gift for your taste buds.
Breakfast and lunch at Cora's. For breakfast and lunch.
Adelaide at Cheapside and Wellington at Commissioner's.
You've waited all year for it. The Maycor Marketplace returns November 11th with gift ideas for everyone. Meet each unique vendor with their holiday decorations and crafts, tasty baked goods, frozen foods, and preserves. Find jewelry, purses, original art, and a wood craftsman, too. And be sure to enjoy some treats in the tea room. The Maycor Marketplace 2012, Sunday, November 11th from noon till 4 at Bellemere Winery on Gainsborough Road. Admission is free.
Question, problem, or need information about your brother's sewing machine or serger? Help could be as simple as a phone call to the Sewing Superstore with 50 years of experience. If not, bring it in. A brother by your side trained technician will solve your problem. The Sewing Superstore features Brother electronic sewing machines from $6.99 and have exclusive rights to Disney patterns on Brother sewing machines. Plus, see the new quilting fabrics at the Sewing Superstore, 1120 Wellington Road South, across from White Oaks Mall and Oxford East at Gamage, your brother authorized sewing dealer.
Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
And now, on the lens. Every day, massive amounts of chemicals are released into the environment. In the air, in the water, and in many of the products we use in our homes. When a filmmaker decides to have her own blood tested, she learns that there are 110 contaminants in her body.
Aldrin, chlordane, Myrix, hexachlorobenzene.
Is this normal?
Maybe you noticed only one boy got on the bus. And it's pretty much the same at all the other bus stops. An unusual phenomenon has been affecting the community since 1993. Male births have been in decline. It's gotten to the point where today in Amjunang, twice as many girls are born as boys.
So where is this toxic chemical horror story happening? Sarnia. We know why there are fewer baby girls born in China. The question this morning is, why are there fewer baby boys born near Sarnia? Chemicals. Folks, we had some pretty sobering conversations in the last hour about the economy. We're going to have an equally sobering conversation in the next few minutes about chemicals in our water, in our air, in our food, in our little, what do they call them, little duckies that float in the bathtub? Chemicals to make plastic harder, chemicals to make plastic softer. Where does it start, and what is in the toys that our little children and grandchildren are sucking on? Welcome to a very candid discussion with the author and a producer of a documentary about this subject, Homotoxicus. Her name is Carol Poliquin, and she joins us now. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Andy.
Pretty frightening stuff, Carol.
Frightening? Yeah. I think I discovered things more frightening than I thought at the very beginning. And what is even more frightening is that it doesn't seem to have an ending. All the chemicals, it has become something that we are more used to hear about, that we have these chemicals in our environment. And today we are adding nanoparticles and we are adding GMO particles. So I would have liked to cover all these issues, but I finally made it only about the chemicals, which is just in itself pretty frightening.
Carol, we're going to try to keep this simple, as direct and as blunt as possible. My wife and I are going to our son's house tonight to babysit for a while. We're probably going to give the kids a bath, and I suspect there will be rubber duckies in the bathtub. Is that a good thing?
In Canada, we still the chemicals that are used in plastic, as you said previously, some substances are used to soften the plastic, some others to harden it. Those used to soften the plastic and that are also used in cosmetics and paints are named phthalates, and they are known as endocrine disrupting substances. That means they can affect the immune system, the reproductive system, the nervous system, and all the endocrine system.
Carol, do you mind if I jump in? I don't want to get tied up in a lot of names which people don't understand, but let me ask you this. What was it like for you when you visited this community 45 minutes west of London, Ontario,
mm-hmm.
and you saw kids getting on a school bus, and you suddenly had this horrible realization that there were fewer boys than would be normal? Tell me about that moment and what the explanation is.
Oh, yes, it is a very... sorry, my English is not my first language, so maybe I lack some vocabulary, but it's a shock. It's a shock, you know, when you realize that the reproduction is something that is natural. The balance between male and female in the nature, in human species, is almost equal. There are just a little bit more males than females that are born, usually, because the male fetuses are weaker than the female, and there are more males lost in miscarriages and diseases. So the nature has balanced it, so it at the end, it's almost equal. But when you see that there are two girls for one boy born in a place which is living, this was the native people community that is located in what we call the Chemical Valley. You are close to it, so you know it perfectly.
Absolutely, but the moment that people hear that it's on a reservation, they're saying, could be, you know, some people may interpret that as a relief. I'm sure it has to do with the lifestyle on the reserve, and it doesn't affect us here in the city where we're so much more sophisticated.
The thing that we cannot it's of course a question that that is always put as an objection, but the fact that the reservation is right under the chimneys of the factories is something that can put a warning in your mind, and also the studies that have been. It's very hard to, when they make toxic studies and diseases studies, they don't do it with your postal code. They do it in large areas. So it's very difficult to set the border. Where does it start and when does it finish?
Carol, you make an excellent point that it's not just on a reserve near Sarnia. In fact... I was just discussing this with my news director, who happens to be from Dresden. That zone between Windsor and Sarnia, which is just so close to London, has one of the highest breast cancer rates in the world. I married a girl from that area. I'm very sensitive to this whole topic. But what you're saying, and I don't want to just focus or pick on Sarnia or Dresden or Chatham. What you're saying is, Carol, we have so many chemicals involved in the products that we bring into our home each and every single day. What is it doing to us as a society, Carol?
One of the scientists I have met in this in the process of this research, and that day I didn't have the camera with me, but it would have been in the film. He said, "I really think that the issue with endocrine disruptors chemical that are in everyday products in the air we breathe. It's not only the huge exposure under chemical chimneys, as you perfectly mentioned. It is about the daily exposure." He said that It is probably the most important health problem, and it can bring, for me, he said, it's even more dangerous than the climate warming for the future of mankind.
Carol, I have to jump in because we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to ask you this. You mentioned, and I've been watching your video this morning on YouTube, rubber duckies in the bathtub. That one really hit me. Any toy that our children plays with, any toy at all, has so many chemicals used to make it. Chemicals to make the plastic softer, chemicals to make the plastic harder. We're deluged with chemicals to the point where scientists in Europe, at least, have said enough is enough. The chemicals are poisoning us. Who amongst us is most vulnerable? Is it the babies? Is it women who use skin creams? What products, how many products have we already used today that are seriously threatening our health? We'll be back with author Carol Poliquin. And the lines are open, 643-1290. Back with Carol in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Consumer debt is on the rise. It's only a matter of time before interest rates start to climb. Do you really think that buying a new vehicle is